Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know that this spot here more than a week ago was a spot where people would come in the community. They'd go get their groceries, get everything that they need, and also just it was also a location where people would congregate and come together and be able to speak to one another. And unfortunately, with everything that happened last Saturday, just it kind of changed the perspective of everything. But just, you know, now that we're 8 days past this tragic event, what does this spot mean to you now for both of you guys?
For me, it just means that, I don't know, it's just for the community coming together in such a horrific time. I mean, it's sad that it has to come to something like this for everybody to get together, but nonetheless, everybody at least still is coming together and lending each other, you know, some support. And that's what we're here for. We're here just basically here to lend support to people, let them know, listen, we're here. We have these gifts that we were given from the good man above, and we just want to share it with everybody else. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all.
Yes, I can second that. Buffalo is forever changed now with something like this, with a tragedy like this. I mean, we're going to come together as a community, and what are the last few letters? Unity, right? So, like you said, we have these gifts, and we're here for the community. So, I mean, this is a one time right here, but I think we should just keep on doing this, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you got to keep giving back to the community. We got to keep coming together as one. So, yeah, as many times as we need to put our hands and heal the community, that's what we'll do, right?
Yep.
Right? Because it's, I mean, it was one day, but you can't put a timeline on the trauma and the healing, right? So.
And obviously, I mean, given what happened, it was a horrible, unspeakable event that happened, but it's almost unique in a way to see that the good spirits of Buffalo came out of this, and people in the community came out to donate their time, to donate their foods and goods and everything like that. Just what can you speak upon that, just seeing these people being so gracious with their time and their efforts?
I just hope that it continues throughout this has been, you know, I can't even say put to rest. It'll never be put to rest, but you know, as time heals, I hope none of this goes away, because this community needs it. I actually was a phlebotomist in this area, home draw phlebotomist for 7 years. You know, I got to know a lot of the elderly folks in the area, and just to know that I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see everybody coming together and is very positive, bringing together all their resources. You're digging deep for your resources, and that's what we need. And it's going to be continuous, because we're the city of good neighbors. So Buffalo won't stop, right? Buffalo's going to come together, and we're going to get through this, right? Every day, right?
Absolutely.
One day at a time, we're going to get through this.
Now, I know that there's been some discussions about this Tops location in particular, that the goal is to reopen it as fast as possible. But there's some in the community that say, we don't want this Tops to reopen. We want it to be moved somewhere else in the east side and somewhere else where, you know, the memories and everything like that, we can, you know, in a way move on from that. Do you guys agree with that? Or would you rather have it here? Everybody knows it's here. Everybody is here. And, you know.
My personal opinion, I think it should be moved. And this should be a memorial designated just for the deceased and everybody that was affected by it. the store should be moved.
Period.
I like that idea. We should leave it up to the community right here, right? We should figure it out together. And do I want to say we vote on it? Maybe. But, I mean, that is a tough question, Brayton. That is a tough question.
Now, looking at this site in particular, you talked about it becoming a memorial. What would you like to see with it becoming a memorial for these 10 people that unfortunately lost their lives? How would you like the community to be able to represent them and to memorialize them?
However they see fit. It's up to the families and how they want it done. It's not up to any of us. We're just here for support.
Yeah. Yes,
support them
exactly.
In any way, shape, or form. So.
Exactly. Working with local artists that would work with the community, that would talk to the families, to the individuals, would be like, how would you like this for the everlasting memory? So, yeah, we should still keep working together, even in that effect.
Feel free to talk about what you guys got here going on here. Like, this is a neat little setup. You got a couple of what looks like massage chairs, and you guys are offering some massages for the community that are walking by?
Yes. Yes. Just sitting back, we're sitting here thinking, like, what can we do to help within the community and give back ourselves? And what best way do we know how as therapists in the community? But, again, the gifts that were given to us in our hands, you know. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here for healing. We're here for, you know, to support everybody in what they're going through. And if they can get at least 5 minutes of just stress-free 5 minutes, that means everything. 100%.
Yeah, that 5 minutes is definitely going to go a long way, absolutely, for the community. And that will just be a start, right? So we will go from here, and, you know, we're going to try to get out here again. Not try, excuse me. We will get out here. Yes. So, you know, we'll make it bigger. We'll get more therapists, more healers out here so we can make this.
This was a last-minute event. Like, this was, like, put together, 4 days ago?
Yes.
About 4 days ago. And, you know, the responses from the other therapists from the area were actually pretty good, considering the fact that nobody had really any time. You know, yesterday obviously would have been a better day because weather-wise. But here we are.
Yes.
And are you guys with a certain group in Western New York that's doing this, that's offering this, or like an organization or anything like that?
No.
We're all independent therapists.
Yeah, we're independent contractors, so we all work for ourselves, but yet decided, you know what, let's just join together and get a team of us up here and see if we can get everybody up here feeling good.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.